Catherine Whitcomb, How Flatterers Must Be Shunned. In May, your almond trees flung armfuls of wild perfume at the moon all night, and we could drink the scent through the kitchen window screen like stream water, the blossoms incandescence hooded until daylight, when I would drive home stunned as someone who's seen a powerful movie that reminded them of beauty, pictures replaying as I rolled through the desert, rewinding until I fell asleep in my own bed alone and dreamed of ribbon-trimmed dresses blowing on a summer clothesline. In the beginning, you phoned me to discuss God, and I said, let's go down that road, and don't worry if it narrows to one lane, we'll be fine. But when I thought you might speak, you plucked a toothpick from the ashtray. You turned the radio on. Deer in the yard live almost tame. Your dog rested, tethered to a post on grass littered with petals. The fawns knew her and did not flee. Everything belonged to you. Even that honeyed air arcing over us smelled like your hair after a bath, dampening a cotton pillowcase. How wary and worn out we were back then when May released your young, blooming trees.